Blog Talk Radio. grab me? You're not gonna leave me, right? I love you too. I mean, I know I'm young and everything, but it's like, I know I wanna be with you forever. Forever.
I'm still in love with a dude named Mike, man, I'm gonna go. It's funny though, simple last shit seen, the girl 16, Mike 30, but he getting money though. See Kim, lie by the age, I can relate, was wild at the age. Dead in jail, locked in the case in mail, but can't raise a child through a page of a loose leaf. Why he in a cell, too deep, said they get released in a few weeks. But last time he saw her, she was 2 weeks, 16, not Kim a groupie. And Mike pick her up in a new V, MW, same week hit her up in a W. Legs up screaming, oh Mike, I love you. But Mike got a life at home. 4-year-old twins and a wife at home. Though his wife shoot him right at home. He sex Kim, acting like she grown. Must pass, brag with his say. Fucking with Mike, he old enough to be a dad. Give her cash, he wanted the legs. But until she 18, can't let her out the bag. Get her tracks fixed and Air Maxes. Now she on the dick doing backflips. Young enough to be fired on the taxes. But sex without prophylaxis, you guessed it. She pregnant, Kim excited. It's a blessing. Mike denies it without a question. So abortion, his suggestion. She threatened to break shit up. Maybe call his wife to shake shit up, or call the cops and make shit up. She just wanted back the way shit was. Unacceptable, Mike's respectable. He got a degree, medical, and that shit rape, federal. He looking at kids, several. Kim call, he ignore her cell. Think to himself that her gon' tell. No cap for way back, just made bail. Say he got a job for him and he will pay well. Dude got out, hit Mike's cell. Mike booked the room, a nice hotel. Told him to plan, this shit can't fail. You can make 10 G's if this go well. See, Mike would apologize. Get Kim, take an hour ride. Drop her off, she get out the ride. And then his convict friend and let the choppers fly. Mike impressed her. I'ma come get you, get dressed up. Park the car, caressed her. Kim thought he was gon' sex her. Why the dude in the alley with a black mask? All he wanted was a fast cash. Thinking, look at her fast ass. If she was mine, I'd be the black ass. See, he's a father too. Yeah, he got a daughter too. And even though what he doing is horrible, he need the money to reunite with his daughter soon. So he walked to the car with the steel tight. Something ain't feel right. When he saw Kim's face, took the gun up his waist, ran to the car and he killed Mike. 16 years he locked up, when Mike getting 16 years knocked up. Could've made 10 G's if he shot her, but his conscience told him not her. Mike bleeding, Kim screaming, his mask on, she can't see him. Baby dad's gone for no reason, and the killer just standing there freaking. Like this can't be real life. He told Kim run like hell. His mama sent pictures in the mail, and he had those pictures in his cell. He missed out all her life, cause of him she had a harder life. Somebody should have taught her right. Instead of hopping in a car with Mike, if he get caught, then he off for life. Back behind the bars for life. But Kim made him a grandfather, cause he just saved his daughter life. Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, consenting adults, badass adolescents, it's Thursday, it's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Don't ask me what time it is on other time zones because I don't know it. It is Mr. Everything, Nicole Ward, Chilla, Shadowy, Gorilla, Chris the Cavalier. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. Integral, so fucking smooth. Be aware I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware because I'm rocking with the show. It's next to blow. Let go. And I got my co-host here.
What up, man? No, it is O'Flame Shadowy. Let's get it, yo. What's good, Crush?
Nigga,
fuck you. I'm the outro nigga. I ain't with all the fucking turkey shit for the intro. I leave that to you.
Okay.
How many times we got to go? Every Thursday, nigga?
Yeah.
Yeah,
until you get on board. Until you get on board with shit.
I don't succumb to the peer pressure, nigga.
Anyway.
What's good with you?
Don't ask me what's good with me.
Wow, that's all you need.
It's been a fucked up week, okay?
Well,
I wasn't even about to do this shit tonight, but we got fans, so therefore I had to do it. Y'all love y'all. What happened? He don't want to do this shit. But yeah, we here.
It's been a long week. It's been a long week, but we out here. You know what I mean? We doing what we do. The grind don't stop. Shout out to everybody getting their grind on, man. Like, the whole underground scene been buzzing like crazy right now. A lot of shit been dropping.
That's the art underground.
What you said?
Everybody want, like, motherfuckers coming out of the woodwork with around us right now. But we gonna get into that in a little bit. We gonna break that down in a little bit. But of course, you know, we got headlines. Of course, we, you know, ain't been no battles really that dropped this week that were even worth talking about. So therefore, sorry,
people,
no battles.
Huh? Nah, we can talk about some battle shit. We ain't
got
to talk on no battles, but the whole. I don't know if you've been hearing a lot of it, but it's a lot of shit been going on with the URL.
And, well, we can talk about that. Well, we definitely could talk about that.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Shout out to all the battle rappers and shit fucking with us on Twitter right now.
Shout out to all of them.
Shout out to Tech9. Shout out to Lonnie, of course. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Official, Superstar, Norbs. Who else? Damn. We played some Young Ill. Shout out to Young Ill. Damn, like. Shout out to Jay Hood. Like, damn, we got a lot of shit. Like, we got a lot of shout outs to do. So, but yeah, just shout out all y'all. Shout out all y'all who's supporting the show. Everything. We couldn't do this shit without y'all. Well, we could, but we wouldn't be really successful. Yeah. So, thank y'all for making us successful. That's what I want to say. Because we could do this all day, but nobody would care.
What else would we talk about? This motherfucker we be into is battle shit. You know what I mean?
Really? Well,
60% of the shit we into.
We talk about everything on this show. Battles, music, my love life. Everything.
So speaking of that,
no.
Shout out to my brother T. Rafiq on the line right now. You know what I'm saying? He tuned in. We're gonna patch him in a little bit.
Hold on, what does Rafiq got to do with?
Because he was over here, remember, he was sitting there talking about it. Remember, he was giving you the advice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot it. But, yup, shout out to Rafiq. And actually, we do got some Rafiq music in the system. So, yeah.
Yep.
It's about time.
Shout out. Make sure y'all go to thatfix.com and get that Signs mixtape, man. It's free. It's sponsored, all that. You only got to be registered to get it. That Signs mixtape.
Yep.
Make sure y'all go ahead and download that shit. It's all banging. Oh,
and that's gonna be on, and the link will be on the
Twitter.
Yep. As soon as Flame put it up there, it's gonna be on the show Twitter, so y'all can grab it right up from there. Everything, and it's gonna be on the fan page too. And if y'all don't know the addresses to them, I don't know how y'all don't, because damn it, we say it every week. But since if y'all ain't listening, like y'all should be listening, it's facebook.com/theshowNTB or Twitter/theshowNTB. Not hard. The T-H-E show S-H-O-W-N-T-B. As in next to blow. Really not hard. But yeah. What's good with you, Flame?
Same old shit, just a different day. You know how it is. I get grinding, man. Awesome, destroy and rebuild type shit right now. So, no?
Not yet.
We working, man.
Not yet. You ain't some. Damn it. I'm about to start throwing shit.
Don't know what I'm talking about. So, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Construction type shit right now. We working, you know what I'm saying? So, I've just been chilling, sitting back, man, just watching everybody else that's really grinding, you know what I'm saying, and taking that in because I ain't really felt that wave in a minute, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't really felt that wave. Like, shout out to Lee Maven.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Her mixtape just dropped in my own lane. You can get that link that's already on the Twitter. Cassidy. A lot of people don't know Cassidy just dropped. Cassidy just dropped Don't Trust Anyone. That mixtape. I just got them blessed with that. It's tough, man. It's tough. We got joint with Styles on there. That's tough.
Right. And we got that joint, too.
Got that joint.
Got
you know,
that joint,
that
too.
Man. That's
yeah, we got some exclusives tonight. Exclusives. We got exclusives. We got exclusives. We got exclusives. You know what? I really wish we were streaming because so people could see my exclusive dance. Hey, we got exclusives. We got exclusives. Two step. All right, I'm done. Also, other random things. Shout out to all the big breasted women that are following me on Twitter, on me Instagram. Shout out to y'all. Don't judge me, Flame.
Can't never be mad at that. Hey, can't be mad at that.
Exactly. Shout out to all the big breasted women that are following me on Instagram. And if you are a big breasted woman and you're listening to the show right now, you can follow me on Instagram as at Crush the Catalyst. CrushTheCatalyst. Yeah. So follow me. And if you're really big busted like you think you are, I will follow you back. Well, if you're cute, I'll follow you back. So yeah.
If y'all think y'all what y'all can do is send me the pictures first at my Instagram.
No.
The Real Old Plane.
See?
And then I'll
prove No, you don't. Send it to me. Send it to me. Damn you. You are not gonna cop block my big busted women on Instagram. I'm not having it. It's not gonna happen. Damn you.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
The boss, that's the perks of being the boss.
Hmm?
I said that's one of the perks of being the boss.
No, don't even try to play that boss shit right now. Don't even try to play that bullshit right now. No, we not having that shit. Anyway.
You know what it is.
We don't get into it,
man. What we got going on?
We got new music. We can talk about everything that's going on in the URL right now. We can also talk about Summer Madness and World Domination 4, which is two battle events of the summer, which is Summer Madness URLs and King of the Dot World Domination 4. We can talk about the great matchups of them, and we can talk about what's going on with us and everything. And yeah, I also have a topic. Thanks to my lovely, lovely sister Luana Johnson. Shout outs to her. We have a great topic. What would Jesus do in situations in 2013? And I'm gonna tell you how this conversation sparked up. Me and sis were in the living room watching TV and everything, and I don't know if you've seen the previews of Explain, but they're going to have a reality show about preachers in L.A. And then we just looking at it like, damn, that's like pure blasphemous. Like, and Juan was like, what would Jesus do? And I was like, what would Jesus do? And then that's how we start. Like, it's a lot of things in the world that's going on right now. What would Jesus do right now for it?
I don't know, man. I think we gonna talk about that right now. We gonna get into that.
Yeah. We gonna get into it.
You know, I gotta be devil's advocate for that. So you know, I gotta be devil's advocate when it comes to this.
We could do that too. Wanna also broke down what hood Jesus doing? What would white Jesus do? And then hood Jesus, white Jesus, and baby Jesus.
I think everything I was going to say about it is probably going to be hood Jesus.
Probably.
I think that's only
because you are a devil's advocate.
I mean, look how fucked up shit is. He probably moved the hell off.
True. Very true. But we're going to be right back at y'all because we're going to get, you know, some music and everything. I don't know what I'm going to play. I'm probably going to start up with this Sue Surf and everything and play whatever I feel like. But this Rafiq is on the line. I'm going to play the Sue Surf, then I'm going to play Rafiq and whatever pops in my head after that. So, you know you what it is. You're rocking with the show. It's next to blow. Leg out.
Shopping name Tasha, yeah, that bitch, boom. Rip her arm
And we back, we back, we back, we back, we so back.
Yep.
I don't even remember the playlist. Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember now. First, Deucer, Jim. Second, it was Kid Rock Peak, Gang Shit. And third, it was Lee Mazin, DJ and Trina, Me and My Girls.
Yep.
Shout out to Lee Mazin, shout out to Trina, shout out to Kid Rock Peak, shout out to Sue Surf. Yep. Blank!
Nice little run right there, man.
Duh.
That gang shit, that's my shit, man.
Duh. I mean, don't I always play the best shit? What the fuck are you talking about?
We gotta get that. We gonna get that that Lee Mazin music block going off in a minute. You know, her supporters going. So we gotta get that Lee Mazin music block going off in a minute. Her supporters going crazy on Twitter.
They are.
She got a mean following, man. Salute to her.
I know. We need her on the show. Actually, that's what I want.
Yeah, but I was telling her to call in. You know what I'm saying? We gonna see what happens.
Hey, Lee. Nah. I don't want her to just call in. I want. Like, Lee, me, I will give her the shine of having a whole show devoted just to her. She will be a headline. She will be a headliner. If she comes on the show, she will be a headliner. Just calling in ain't enough. I will have to break down my research, put all my investigation skills on, and get her one of the best interviews ever. Just like I did Bonnie. Bonnie loves her interviews. You know what? I need to finish popping up Bonnie's interview and then put it out because I've been drawing. I ain't gonna front on that. I need to do that.
Is Kid still on
the line?
So is Rafiq still on the line?
Let me check. I believe that this is him, the 302-757, but...
Yeah.
Okay, see, if you, if that's you, press the 1 to go live, so we know that's you. And he said...
Press 1, nigga.
Yep, that's him. Just making sure. What do you want, bring him in?
Yeah, we can bring him in.
All right. Rafiq, you on the line.
Yo.
What's good,
you?
Man?
What's going on? Oh,
man. Sounding like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I appreciate the love. Spending the gang shit on there. You know, TBOTB in the building, you know. Shadowy is my second family.
No doubt. No, I told you that's my
shit. You know
my first graphic joint, I played that shit back like 4 times.
As you should. Yeah, I appreciate the love. I appreciate the love.
He was playing,
but playing
my studio session. I was like, all right. I wasn't even mad about it. I was like, yo, that shit fire.
Yeah. It's that heat. Yeah, just everybody, make sure you go get the mixtape. It's on that piss, so you can download it for free. All bangers, as Flame said earlier.
All bangers, yeah. They can go right to the Twitter page, man, and the Facebook page and get the link. You know what I'm saying? I put the link up there. So that joint's free, man. Free download. You ain't got to register with the site or nothing. That's your sponsor. Go ahead and grab that.
No reason at all.
So, Ted, we got you on here, you know what I'm saying? What do you say, Cuffs?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yo,
what do you say?
Up or something. We can't hear you.
Who, me?
Yeah, so they should have no reason, no excuses. That's my motto, no excuses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yo, I think since we got you on here, man, like, what's your thoughts on, like, the current state of, like, the local scene or the underground scene, you know what I mean, when it comes to hip-hop and shit? Like, you feeling, like, the wave that's going on right now, or you think it should be something different?
The wave in what, the tri-state?
Yeah, yeah. Tri-state or just in general, you know what I mean? Like,
the underground, it's good. It's good. I think it's going in the right direction, you know? It's just that more people got to be more supportive with other artists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We were saying that for a minute on here. Maybe we started, you know what I'm saying? But that just show you, like, who's serious and who ain't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's all a competition at the end of the day. Like, if you play sports or anything, it's a competition. But don't hate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't hate on the next one just because he's doing the same shit you're doing. But at the end of the day, it is a competition, so you got to give them an opportunity, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't be mad if the nigga scoring points on you, you know what I'm saying? You got the chance for 4 points in there, so.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
got. If anything, we should be taking from each other, like, all right, I see Rafi
exactly.
making this move. You know what I mean? Let me incorporate that. And Rafi be like, I see Flame making this move. And you know what I mean? And we operate like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it should be.
And that's why, like, that's how we've been doing it. Like, the real. You know what I mean? You got to keep it real.
Yeah. That's all
so,
it is, man.
Like, it's
what
all
you got going on?
I got couple other projects coming up right now, but now the mixtape is out the way. You know me. I'm shooting all videos for those now, so that's the big move. And you know when you shoot the videos with me, it's actually a party. You know what I mean? Like, we really doing that, throwing up in the videos, drinking till you drunk. It is really going down. But I mean, like, we try to make it fun. Try to make the videos fun and real so everybody can have a good time in a video, you know what I mean? But while we're shooting, just guarantee you're going to be partying. You make shoot a video with me, we getting fucked up.
That's what it is, man. For a lot of people that don't know, man, like, this dude, he's been opening up for, like, a lot of fucking artists. Like, he opened up for Fat Joe. He opened up for Jay Sean. He opened up for Cisco. He just opened up for DMX, you know what I'm saying? Like, any show that's popping off, this nigga's on stage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Definitely got to support the TVOTV movement, man.
Yep. There's a lot of big other shit coming up, what I was going to inform you on, too, because now I'm getting more time for these shows. So now I'm going to have my sets longer and bring Shadowy on there, you know what I mean?
That's all it is, man. You ain't got to say no more. You already know what we do.
Yep.
Been shutting shit down for 3 years now.
Real recognize real and it sticks together, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
The fake fade away in the end.
That's true. That's true like a ball for you.
So, you know, we
stay focused.
Yeah, always. So. You know, I'm at Nino's right now ordering some food. But I ain't eat all day.
See? No excuses. So. This nigga out and about and he's still tuned in chopping it up with us, man. We mobile, man. Ain't no fucking excuses. Ain't nobody should be having no excuses why they ain't tuned in. You feel me?
Yeah, exactly.
We can do this anywhere, any place, don't matter. That's how the movement goes.
Yes, sir. You know it. So what's going on with Shadowy as of right there? Like, what y'all got coming up?
We got a lot.
Well, you want to break
in on what's up?
You want to break in now?
All right, we can do that. Right now,
do you think his headline wasn't? You think this is headline worthy?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Do what you do.
Yes.
Welcome. Yo. What's up? Is that all?
That's a little headline.
You got the headline. Okay. I didn't know. I was like, what the hell going on?
Yeah, now, you know, Shadow Lee, man, we, out of everybody, man, like, we had a real strong movement for a minute. But right now, we're in the process, man, where I'm in destroy and rebuild mode.
Okay.
Well,
they're not going to be ready.
We're bringing up some more artists, you know what I mean, artists and producers, videographers, photographers, editors, like, we're bringing all that in, you know what I mean? So right now, we're recruiting. You know what I'm saying? A couple singers on deck that have been interested, a reggae artist, you know what I'm saying? Got a producer that's on deck. Actually, I'm meeting up with him tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So it's a good look, man. Like, I actually feel good about the waves that's coming in with us. So.
Yeah, I see it.
And, you know, I'm serious when it comes to these artists, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
The next batch that I bring in is going to be a problem. It's definitely going to be a problem.
I believe it.
So that's where it is as far as the team go. But, you know, the caster's with us now. He's working on his next mixtape, his X-Files Volume 2. We're finishing up Crushes Re-Up. I'm working on my next project. It's about 70% done. You know what I'm saying? I got to get you up on the joint. I already got a joint for you to get on.
Okay.
Mind you, he just accidentally made a mixtape.
Yeah, we be in the booth, we just do what we do. But I'm like, I got so many bangers, I might as well just go ahead and put them all on one. Like, it's all singles.
Yeah, put them all, do that. Do it, y'all bangers. So, make that mixtape sound like an album.
That's all it is. It's actually going to be a street album, so we're doing that.
Yeah.
The documentary for Smoke in the City, you know what I'm saying, we're going to jump back on that. You know what I'm saying, we're shooting videos for all the Smoke in the City tracks.
Okay.
But, we working, man. We grinding videos. We got the photography jumping off, all that shit, man. Like, every lane, you know, we in there.
That's what you got to do. Stay productive, you know. Stay productive.
That's all it is.
Stay productive and keep it real. Keep it real.
Every single lane. Yeah, every lane. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, ain't no reason to be at no standstill. You know what I'm saying? We working.
Yeah.
So. It should have paid off.
Yeah, I'm digging it all.
Yo, you know what it is, nigga. We gotta shoot that fucking Cuz the Mill joint, man.
The what?
What's that joint we got? This
is
Long Mill.
Yeah, I mean that's old. It's still drained out.
I wasn't in the drink song drunk joint.
I think you did. What happened was you couldn't make it, remember? And
yeah.
I was like, I had to shoot it that day.
Yeah, so we gotta get some drinks popping off. So.
Yeah, but this is why I'm here. That's gonna be one of the hottest videos that touch YouTube around here. So.
Mhm. So that's what it is, man.
So I appreciate Shadow Lee having me on here, CBS TV. Appreciate the love, you know what I mean?
All day. We blasting that joint off every week.
Okay.
You're switching it up from different tracks on your project. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
I appreciate it, bro. All love.
Definitely, man. Go ahead and enjoy the rest of your night, fam. We gonna keep this joint rocking.
Yeah.
All right. No crush.
All right.
Yo.
Niggas.
What Crush doing, man?
Oh, no, what
I'm right
Crush
here.
He over there fapping and pushing for them big city girls.
I'm the man with 1,000,010 things to do, all right? Don't
Crush
watch me. Watch
the,
me.
Crush the keys he shouldn't be pressing.
I'm working.
I'm working. I'm working when I'm supposed to be doing the show. It's nonstop. I'm missing
this
most about
that. Looking at them big city girls on Instagram is not working.
No, I'm not looking at the big busted women on Instagram right now.
Yeah, all right.
I'm about to check out. Shout out to Shadow Weave having me on here. TBOTB, K-Rock Speak, checking out.
Hey, yo. I guess I could do it. I probably have to wall of them. Y'all can hit K-Rock Speak up on his Twitter at K-Rock Speak, KIBRAFIQ. K-Rock Speak at that place. That's where you can find the joint if you don't see the link. Just type in Kid Rock Speak Signs, that's the mixtape. Kid Rock Speak fan page on Facebook, it's just Kid Rock Speak. You know what I'm saying? Hit him up, man. He got some bars.
And Instagram, Kid Rock Speak TVOTV.
Instagram. Yeah, I know I forget one. That's why I'm glad you're still on the line. Yep.
Yep.
So, you know what I mean? Hit him up, man. Make them move.
All right, bro.
All right, Joe. All
right, I'm out.
All right, one.
One.
All right, one. Yep. That's how we doing it. Shout out to Feek and everything. Shout out to the whole TBOTB movement and everything. Yeah, they probably got more members than we do.
They don't think so. They come from love. Yeah. It's about equal.
Yeah.
He's able to bring them niggas out.
Yeah. We can't bring the Shadowy out.
But see, that's the difference. Like, we don't care if shit gets shut down. we're reckless right now. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to shut no businesses down and shit. Like, you don't give a fuck. They almost shut the damn DMX joint down. Them niggas is reckless. But they kept them professional. You know what I'm saying? They fell back. They knew what time it was. They was chilling. It was almost there. It was almost a couple nigga moments, but they chilled. Shadow Reese is all nigga moments. Like, ain't no.
What you mean by that?
If I brought them niggas out, there ain't no professionalism
True.
In there.
True.
I can't bring these niggas in crowded spaces. Hell nah. I'm going to take one bump. Shit nigga like.
Shout the bossy. Oh. I hate her right now.
Wow.
That's a random joke. Yeah, shout the bossy. I hate her right now.
That little slumber party she's doing.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is she at?
I don't know.
I don't even know what state she in no more. Like, I gave up on asking.
Me too.
Like, just talk to me when you get
last
back to
time,
Delaware.
Last time I checked, she was in Texas.
I ain't no
last time
no
I
more.
Checked, she was
I don't even ask her no more.
Me neither. that's your girl.
It is. We go back. We got some history. That's my people's. I ain't going to disown her.
This week.
Today, at this moment. After about 45
well,
seconds.
Not right now.
Shit, so what are you getting into, man? What's some other headlines you got?
I don't know, but I want to get into some music. Because that sparked up because what Bossy is doing is this song would be like perfect for it. So, I'm going to just play it. Jay Adams, like the way she hit roll. You rocking with the show. It's next to blow. Lag out.
Like it when she hit roll. Soon as her song came on, she just got on the floor. Looking like a top model. She sexy than that thing when she drop it. I like the way she moves. with that little dance that she do.
And I like it when she throw it back and shake it.
I like it when she hip roll.
She sexy when she doing that.
I like the way she hip roll. The club going stupid.
She done got down on her hands and knees.
And I love it when she do it.
She rolling that sexy body.
She don't need no pole.
She's better than professional.
She got it under control.
I love the way that she drop it down. I love the way that she get low. Shit, slow wind on her. Shorty there got a mind on her. Good head, she fine, homie. Don't stand there, just grind on her. Nick scared to come holler at her. You ain't gotta throw a dollar at her. She do this here for the love. No need to judge, that's all that matters. This here is a hip roll. Left and right like it's hypnotized. When I look in the eyes, I swear to die going.
I like it when she hip roll.
Does it look so good on the scale? Surrounded by a pit, then I took him off the muzzle. Ain't got a catch you niggas talking out the ass. In the fast lane, all we do is ride past. Watch them as they crash in, all we do is land. Do a two-step, get into the money. Hit them down south, yeah, we get it where it's sunny. Stay to myself, cause these niggas acting funny. Trying to show hate, cause all these bitches love me. Oh, bang, that's what the ladies saying now. Serving the streets, told them we ain't playing now. Pull up on your squad, do we shake them down. Bust your niggas up, nothing just to break them down. Now, ba-da-ding, ba-da-day. Ba-da-ding, ba-da-day. Ba-da-ding, ba-da-day. Oh, flame, ba-da-ding, ba-da-day. Ba-da-ding, ba-da-day. Ba-da-ding, ba-da-day. Ba-da-ding, ba-da-day. Oh, flame, ba-da-ding, ba-da-day. Get it for the hood, get it for the hood. Get it before it's gone, better get it while it's good. To get it necessary, you would get it if you could. I got it cause I get it, you get it, it's understood. Oh, flame, ba-da-ding, ba-da-day. Ba-da-ding, ba-da-day. Ba-da-ding, ba-da-day. Oh, flame, ba-da-ding, ba-da-day. Ba-da-ding, ba-da-day. Ba-da-ding, ba-da-day. Ba-da-ding, ba-da-day. Oh, flame, ba-da-ding, ba-da-day.
Man, that was a mix for your ass.
I don't know who that last boy was, but that nigga tough.
Nah, shut the hell up.
That nigga nice, son.
Anyway.
That nigga nice, son.
Anyway.
Nice,
anyway.
Son. Nice.
The playlist went. Jay Adams, like the way she hit roll. Work. August Alsina featuring Roscoe Dash. Uncut. By June and Bought It In by Old Flame.
That nigga hot, son.
Shut up. You ain't over there, Flame?
Stop hating, man. Why you hating? We was just on the phone with Rafiq talking about unity and niggas got to support one another.
I am. No.
I'm talking about you all over there.
Because I just read your status. You all right over there?
Oh, man. I don't know what the hell that was.
You got to put the
sleeve on my shirt
line.
Moves and everything. So it's not like I just felt it, like, you know what I mean? Like, nigga, my shirt moves.
Well, tell the people what just happened.
What happened was I'm sitting there chilling. I'm at the computer, you know, doing what we doing. And I just felt the sleeve on my shirt move. And I looked. I thought maybe one of the kids was next to me or the dog jumping up on me or something. And I looked down. Ain't nothing there. Now, I know I just felt my shirt brush against my fucking arm. I ain't crazy. You got a fan on, but that shit ain't blowing that motherfucking strong across the room to move my sleeve. That shit ain't moved all fucking time we've been on the show. I ain't asking no more fucking questions. I don't even want to talk about it no more. I don't even want to talk about it. Yeah, I'm gonna leave
why
that
you
alone.
Why don't want to talk about it? Why you want to talk about
it? Whatever it was, it kept it moving. They ain't fucking with me no more, so I ain't gonna stir up no shit up in here. It was getting by. I let it go by. That's all it is. I don't want no problems. Well, hard to say, you can have that. That ain't even what I'm mad at.
That ain't even what I'm mad at.
That's crazy though.
Yeah, that is crazy. It's funny. It ain't happened to me.
Yeah, it wasn't funny when that shit happened. I know that. I said that shit wasn't funny when that shit happened.
It's funny to me still because it didn't happen to me. So yeah. All right, let's get back into these headlines. I am Crush Gadlis, and these are the headlines. O'Flame has ghosts in his house.
Got the guys running this motherfucker.
Yeah, both the guys and whatnot. Yeah, those guys. I said, go meet in front of the TV. Check them out. They're here.
She crazy, yeah. So what's some more headlines, man? You got some more headlines?
Huh?
So you got some more headlines?
Yeah, O'Flame is scared of both the guys that are in his house.
I ain't scared, nigga. I'm still sitting in my chair. Eating the motherfucking chicken fingers.
Wow.
I'm chilling. Yeah. You know, we on some hood shit. Chicken fingers with honey. I don't know nothing about that.
Girl.
I don't know nothing about that. Y'all niggas don't know nothing. Y'all niggas don't know nothing, huh?
All right, let's get into
what's the headlines. You ain't got none?
All right. We're going to get into Brandy.
Oh, man.
Brandy. I love Brandy. Don't get me. I love Brandy. I don't know why everybody keep picking on her. This is just sad. Well, Brandy was in South Africa this week performing. And, well, she was going to perform. But she walked off stage. This is where you ask, why did she walk off stage? This is when you ask why she walked off stage.
Why she walked off stage?
Well, because her performance, she was performing in a stadium that holds up to 90,000 people, but only 40 people were there.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, she got paid.
I guess the upfront money, but I'm trying to see if the promoters at the party are going at any legal fees, like any legal actions for her walking out. But as of now, I don't see any. I don't see them.
That's crazy. Like, it's not like she went to like a different state, you know what I'm saying, or different coasts. Nah, she traveled to fucking Africa. Africa.
Yeah.
You know how much gas is for them fucking jets? Gas,
oh,
nigga? You know how much gas is here in Delaware, nigga? You talking about gas to go to fucking Africa? You changing time zones and shit. You get there to this big-ass stadium, think you about to kill it. And the 40 motherfuckers, like, could you even see the 40 people?
Like, I mean, I'd be pissed off if they had them still in the nosebleed seat. Like, what if you bought cheap tickets and they still had you in the nosebleed seat? Like, at that point, everybody get front row.
Nah, but you know what it was?
What?
It was a soccer game. And she was supposed to perform at the end of the soccer game. I guess the other 80,950 people ain't get the memo that Brandy's going to be there at the end of the game, so they all left.
That's
by the time she got on stage, there was 40 people left.
Everybody gone.
Everybody gone. So, yeah, that's crazy. All
right. And who gives a fuck news? Okay, and who gives a fuck news? Mariah Carey made an appearance on Wildin' Out.
What happened with that?
Who gives a fuck?
Because she shut the camera down.
Well, basically, I'm going to just set it up. They was playing the game, Let Me Holla, and that's when they have a Wildin' Out girl, and everybody had to say their best pickup line. So Nick goes up and everything. He starts off his Jones like, what's happening, girl? And then all of a sudden, Mariah walks out
and says, I will shut all this shit down and everything. And the crowd goes wild in madness. And, yeah, they went to commercial break. So she was on there literally, like, probably, like, maybe a minute and a half.
Wow.
Case in point, who gives a fuck news?
That's that diva
next
shit.
Up, huh?
So that's that diva shit.
Well, I can do it. Well, I gotta start this next headline with this.
Nigga, you gay.
Oh, shit.
Raz B is in the headline. Raz B is in the headline. Raz B is in the headline. Well, it's kind of bad. It's kind of sad. It's kind of sad. I shouldn't. Now that I think about it, I feel bad because I did that because, well, matter of fact, I don't really feel bad during the circumstances. All right. Now, blogs are reporting that Raz B got into an altercation where he's on life support and comatose after getting attacked with a bottle at a club. But it's other stipulations saying this is a big ass hoax. So, and everybody knows Raz B is no person shy of making a hoax publicity stunt. So,
that nigga gay. So that nigga gay.
True.
Everything about him gay.
Nigga, you gay.
Gay as a motherfucker.
Nigga, you gay.
If you go out China and get your ass whooped, nigga, you gay.
Nigga, you gay.
If you're on life support for getting hit in the mouth with a bottle, nigga, you gay.
Nigga, you gay.
If Chris Stokes moonwalked in your asshole, nigga, you gay.
Nigga, you gay.
If your name is Raz B, nigga, you gay. I mean, that's just...
Nigga, you gay.
You don't think we playing this shit.
Huh?
I said that you would think that we playing this shit out.
I know. You know, people actually do think that. Like, I have people that actually ask me, like, yo, how do y'all really think of all y'all material? I was like, we don't. It just happens. I was like, do y'all not watch In the Labs and all that shit? All that shit, In the Lab, Rogue Gang Rants. We make that shit up on the fly. We're just comical. We are just funny. Point blank period. We're just not Raz B funny, but we're ha-ha funny.
Nah,
but
that nigga gay.
Nigga, you gay.
Yeah, I could do that shit all fucking night.
Word. You got any more?
Huh?
You got any more?
Nah, I ain't gonna do that because I don't want to catch. I don't want Glad hitting us up. And none of these other motherfucking organizations trying to hit us up on some other shit. I'm not homophobic. Gosh. That wasn't even me talking. I don't know who that was. That wasn't Old Flame that was saying none of that.
We need Nitty's. Disclaimer.
Yeah, we do.
The views and expressions. I don't even know how you do that shit.
Me either. I won't even try.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not doing that. But yeah. Damn. I really set this up bad.
Huh?
I really set this up bad.
So how you say that?
Because I set up the headlines and everything, we ended up on
we had some funny shit, but then we, man, we got to end up with a sad note.
Yes.
All right. Let me get it done. I mean, it has to be done. I mean, condolences and well wishes go out to the family of actor Lee Thomason Young. He was found dead. What day was it? He was found dead after committing suicide. You might know him as well. I knew him as Jet Jackson on Disney Channel and everything. But he also had other roles, like he was on the his show on TNT, Rizzoli and Isles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's crazy though, I had a chance to meet him personally at Bad Boy. Like he's a real cool dude. Like he's like so down to earth and like chill. Like he's like really cool. Like. But they said,
yeah, I knew him when I lived down in Florida. When I was in Florida, we used to, I knew him more of as a rapper, more than an actor and shit. So we used to, like, have cyphers all the fucking time down in Orlando. And, like, his mom, you know, much respect out to her. She's a professor at FAMU. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope she's, you know what I mean, doing well and all that. But we used to have cyphers, like, all the time. You know what I'm saying? Go out to his crib and all that. Like, I just knew him as Lee. So. When I heard that news, man, like, that shit really hit home. Like, not like we talked all the time or anything. Like, I haven't really talked to him since Florida, since I moved from there. But it just hit home, you know what I'm saying? Because I got memories of this dude. Like, this was, like, right before he took off with the whole, the Jet Jackson movie, which was, like, in 2001. So, like, this was, like, right before he took off with that, you know what I mean? So, it's real sad, man. It's real sad. So, I mean, I can't say people that do that is right or wrong, you know what I'm saying? Like, people got their own views on it. I will say, you know what I mean, definitely find somebody to talk to, you know what I mean? And you going through some situations and you feel as though you can't get through it, man. Just find somebody to talk to. Write it down on paper or something. Get it out the system. Because you're going to mess it up for, you know, people that really care about you. You ain't just taking your life, like, you taking the life out of your mom, out of your pops, out of your sister, your brothers. Like, that's a big piece of that soul that's missing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of people can't recover from that. So.
Yeah.
Prayers out to his family, man.
Yeah. It's just crazy how, I don't know, it's just like the death toll lately has just been, like, through the roof, really.
Like, and it's really the suicide rate has been through the roof this year.
Yeah.
Like, it started off with the Bull Freddy. The Bull Freddy from YouTube, you know what I mean? That was, what, New Year's Day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just been crazy, man. Like, it's rough out here. It's really real out here, you know what I'm saying? So.
And always break down, like, you really don't know nobody, like, somebody's pain that they're dealing with inside.
At all. And if you know, people, anybody who's like me, like, you keep stuff in, you know what I mean? But at a certain time, like, if you get to that point, man, just talk to somebody. Get that shit out,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what really gets it to that level. When you hold shit in, that shit just manifests and it takes over you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, there's been points where I've been like that, you know what I mean, back in the day, like, because I've been through a lot of shit. Like, I lost 19 homies to gun violence, you know what I'm saying? And over the 19, I done witnessed, like, 10 of them that got murdered, you know what I mean? So I've been through so much shit in my life, and there's been points where, like, I just couldn't take it no more. You know what I'm saying? But, like, thank God that I got this gift for music, and, you know, I can voice my opinion and get them emotions out, but everybody can't do that, man. So make sure you talk to your family, you talk to your friends, make sure, you know what I mean, you had them conversations. Crush tell you, we had those Dr. Phil moments on the phone. You know, we call it Dr. Phil.
Why do you guys say it like that?
Because that's what we do. We have our Dr. Phil moments. You know, we get shit off our chest.
That's what we do.
You gotta
say Dr.
Phil,
like.
Cause that's what Dr. Phil be doing. He puts you down. And it can't be Oprah, nigga. Like, ain't none of us Oprah. So, yeah, I'm
fine.
Dr. Phil moments, nigga. You know what I'm saying, Paul?
Like, in case people don't know, like, Flame's my therapist. Because there's been plenty of times I've been just sitting on his couch and just went in.
Pause.
Yeah, pause.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about the sound fishing no more.
Yeah. Let's get some music. How about that? Yeah. Shit.
Yo, we got to do that Lee Mason block, man. You got that?
Hold on, dude. Do I got it all loaded? Let me make sure I got all of it loaded up. Talk to the people. I got to make sure everything's loaded up.
I mean, he want me to talk to y'all and shit. I'm trying to eat these chicken fingers and shit. I'm trying to fuck these bitches up. I hope he got everything loaded because she got some fucking fire on his mixtape. So make sure y'all go download that shit in my own lane. Lee Mason, Philly.
I would download it just for the cover.
It's tough.
I would download
be in Delaware.
Cover.
When's she gonna be in Delaware? Is it tomorrow? No, Saturday? I think she'll be at Mood Swing. She's hosting a party with Butter and them, I think.
See?
So Delaware definitely showing her love, man. Like, she got a real crazy movement. Her wave is real strong right now.
Always
right now.
Delaware, though. That's the crazy part. She's always in Delaware.
Well, she need to come fuck with us. Nico
Matter of fact, put that on Twitter. Put that on Twitter. She need to fuck with the Shadow Weekend. We got bangers that we would love her on. But yeah, I got this block. I got it all set up. We good. What you want to start off with?
Let's start off with the Ace Hood joint.
We playing all of them?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Y'all about to witness a Lee Mason block and everything. And let's pray that she calls in. Let's pray that she calls in because that would be so dope. So, yeah, we about to get into this Lee Mason block. First, we're going to start off with One Shot featuring her and Ace Hood. Then we're going to go into Walk In with her and Freeway. Then we're gonna get into dyslexia. I hate shout out to dyslexia for fucking up my mode. Yeah. But yeah, we're gonna get into her with material things with her and my love, Marsha Ambrosia. Yeah, you rocking with the show. Next to blow. Lag out.
I'm an ace in my hood, no Ferrari Bugatti. 5'5 with brown eyes, stepping in Giuseppe Zanotti. You ain't even get a glimpse of the body. I get paid for what you do for a hobby. Lying harder like the head of Versace, they're rich. White folks like a little Illuminati, but I'm talking about some cream bucks. Old white man, Clinton, President Ulysses Grant. I be doing shit that you wish you can. All I need is one shot, and I ain't talking no gun. This number two ladder, show you that I'm no gun. Can't see a shady ass, tell them four so tender. Presidential black guy, that's Barack Obama.
I laid the heavens in the earth.
Just give me one shot. Just give me one shot.
I beg the heavens and the earth.
Just give me one shot. Just give me one shot. They think a bitch worship Xena. Oh, just give me one shot. That's one bullet stuck in the chamber. And I ain't playing Russian roulette, but my hand on my Glock. Just for the kill, suicide on that beamer. 20K, get your verse and cleaner. Find a chick that can snap like this, and I promise you ain't never seen her. Told them hoes, don't pray for me. Wake up, don't sleep, bitch. I still green, bro. Watch your back, yo. How the fuck you think the fam gon' eat, bitch? Huh? We work for them lights off, folks. Don't spray the black out so them whites gon' work. That's segregation and germs. First one up, we gettin' that worm. He working 9 to 5, I work a 5 to 9. I be barely seeing the sun, but I get shit done. I'm reluctant to none. The forbidden fruit and fell down. Should I bite that shit? I'm underground like I'm Hades. Bit better than them babies from the 80s. Then they hesitant with this deal shit, cause I'm a walk in the game and kill.
I beg the heavens and the earth.
Just
just give me one shot. Just give me one shot. Let's make the heavens and the earth.
I'm back on the block. Pull up the drop and it's missing the top. Covered in diamonds, some bitches be shining. You claiming you got it, but no, you do not. Killing the game, give me the props. One for the money, 12 in the Glock. Hottest little nigga, you like it or not, and you cannot deny that my flow is a god. Murder them niggas, be standing, I get. Hop on the beat and I kill it again. Feel like a chopper unloaded, 100 is holding, and now you consoling your friend. I'm a young beast, off in this bitch. Spit by the band, struck on my wrist. These niggas hate the fact that I'm getting money. I feed off of that shit, but we talking about money. Put the Benjamins in that bag. Ain't never had shit but my pen and pad, and that's the only shit that I had. Ain't no talk of kicking that dope. Put a nigga city on and they know. Bet I motivate and I inspire them. The realest shit that they know.
I make the heavens and the earth.
I make the heavens and the earth.
Just give me one shot. Just give me one shot. I make the heavens and the earth.
I make the heavens and the earth.
Just give me one shot. Just give me one shot.
Got no payment. Please with me, she's so amazing.
I'm from the show.
Yeah. We gonna get the call logs. The call logs are blowing up, so we gonna get into the calls and everything. And we gonna get into this 215. Come on, dyslexia. 215-479. Okay, let's see. 215-479. Call it. You're live on the air with Next to Blow Radio. You're rocking with the show.
What's up?
What's goody?
What's going on?
Man, I've been trying to call y'all for 25 minutes. Y'all talk too much.
Hold on. Wait. I gotta get myself together. Okay, breathe, crush. All right, I'm ready. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children
like
of all ages.
I don't usually call people that many times.
Well,
you know, I'm happy you did.
I was tuned in. We definitely appreciate that. Like,
yeah.
For all that don't know, we got Lee Mazin on the freaking line right now. Like, shout out to her. We've been bigging you up this whole show. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate
really
that.
You know, we support girl movements.
I appreciate that. I heard the record spinning. You know, I heard the conversation. Y'all had me on hold for like 30 minutes, so I ain't had no choice but to tune in.
Man, you know.
Yeah,
you
know.
We would have stopped everything.
I would have put everything on hold.
No, y'all ain't had to do that. I appreciate y'all. I'm just happy, you know, that I could call in before y'all, you know, the show was over.
Nah, we definitely appreciate you calling in. Like, I think we got some more records of yours we're gonna spin after, you know, we had a little convo and all that. You're definitely trying to get the people tuned in to your mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got it today. You know what I'm saying? This morning I downloaded it when I was at work, you know what I'm saying? Not doing no work, cause I'm blasting it on my phone. So I'm like, yo, we definitely got, you know, we showcase this tonight, you know what I'm saying? Because we've been following your movement for a minute. You know what I'm saying? We're in Delaware.
We're
in Delaware. Yeah, so, you know, we like 15, 20 minutes from you, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely want to, you know, we support your movement. And, you know what I mean, your wave is real, so this is what we're doing for you, you know what I'm saying? All
right.
That's a lot
of
I've been following you since
Team Nitty Radio when I first heard you on there, so, yeah. I've been following you since the first time you was on there. So, yeah, I'm definitely tuned in to you.
That's what's up. I like that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, everything real out here. We definitely got to have your drinks in rotation every week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What you got going on right now? Talk to the people.
You know, I just dropped my third tape. So coming next, I'm putting something in motion right now with Diamond Cuts. We're gonna do something for the ladies. You know, I'm just working, just trying to stack the phones up more. I got a lot of shows coming. It's homecoming season with the colleges and all that. So just a lot of work to be put in.
Okay, that's what it is. You coming to Delaware in a few days, ain't you?
Yeah, I'll be at Moon Swings the 31st.
Next Saturday. Yeah,
I thought it was
this Saturday. I don't know which day it is. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Definitely got to get some dates. I think it's probably next Friday. That's what it is.
Yeah,
like,
so I will be in your area. See, y'all got to come turn up with me.
Definitely. We be out there. That's a 5-minute drive. So that's what's up, though. Like, out of all this, because I noticed you got a lot of collaborations on this mixtape, you know what I mean? Like, what's your favorite one that you got on there?
I mean, I like all of them, but I would definitely have to say the Marshall record.
Yeah, that's big. I seen that. I was like,
that's
big. I was like, all right. It's definitely levels to this shit, because she on some other shit right now.
Yeah, Yeah, and it was crazy because Marsha, it was like a headache getting this mixtape done. This probably was my hardest project so far, but it was like my last day of recording, and I had just bumped into her like 2 days before that, and I hit her up like, "Yo, I got this record for you," and she was just with it. I didn't even think she was gonna reply back to me, and she, you know, she came through. She showed her love. She real humble. She real down to earth. Like, shout out to Marsha. And we did the record the same day I stopped recording. So, you know, it just made the deadline. And, you know, that's one of my favorite records off the tape.
Okay. Yeah, I think we got that queued up, too. So we definitely going to get that.
Yep,
that
I
do. Yeah, we going to get that off. I like that the Ace Hood record is tough, too. That joint you got with Ace, that joint's tough.
Yeah.
You got some shit on there. I'm like, all right. Like, I ain't gonna lie, like, I've been hearing your name for a minute, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm an artist in Delaware, so I've definitely been hearing your name in the mix. But I be so zeroed in on what I'm doing, like, I don't really be catching on to other people's ways like that, you know what I'm saying? But I've been fucking with Philly for the past about 6 months now, with Griffey and a couple other artists out there, so they put me on to you. Like, officially put me on to you, and I'm like, all right, I'm a fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I definitely see what you're doing, so you definitely got our support, you know? So what's going on? Like, you working on your official album?
Yeah, I'll probably do the album around this time next year. It's more so, you know, with an album, that's a whole different ballpark. I want that to be super, super tight and perfect. I want the right features and the right production on there, so I ain't in no rush to put no album out. It's more so, you know, I feel like an album is really, that really showcases your skills and your versatility, so I'm going to take my time with my album. I probably got at least 2 or 3 more mixtapes in me or EPs before I drop an official album.
Yeah, you're definitely you're on the right path, because everything retweeted out, your supporters was retweeting like crazy. And I'm like,
yeah,
yo, she really got people that's really rocking with her, like, you know what I mean? So,
and it'd be in seconds, you like, damn, you know.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean, keep buzzing with that, you know what I mean, get those visuals out there, because everybody already talking about you.
Yeah, this, you know what I mean, I'm just grinding. I'm happy y'all finally answered the phone. I'm actually about to walk into the studio, so.
All right, that's what it is. Keep laying down that crack. We definitely appreciate you calling in, showing love. Tell everybody how they can get in contact with you, like your Twitter, your IG, and all that.
You already know everything. Just Lee Mazin, straight through, no underscores, no G at the end. It's LeeMazin. I got LeeMazin.com, LeeMazin.fm. That's my online Pandora, my own Pandora. You know the website. Twitter
okay.
At Lee Mazin, Instagram at Lee Mazin, and make sure y'all go grab the new mixtape in my own lane.
In my own lane, he got that joint. We posted it on Twitter. I'm about to retweet that joint again. Like Crush said, y'all can just download that joint for the cover. Like, that's what Crush said. But for people like me, y'all can go ahead and download those joints for the bangers on there, man. Like, she got some real shit on there.
Shout out to y'all. Keep doing what y'all do. And, you know, it's a lot of fun this time. And I appreciate y'all.
Make sure
you send us some. We'll keep everything you do in rotation. Your family now.
I got y'all. Make sure y'all come through on Mood Swing.
We got you.
All right. I'm gonna go on it right now. Wait.
What up?
I'm gonna go on it right now.
Hello.
That was dope. You know that was dope, right? You realize how dope that was, right?
Good look.
Who's fucking with us?
We amazing fucking with us.
True. Yes. And we're gonna get back to this block of Lee Mazin, because she's so amazing. Mary Thing. We're going to get into the material things with Marsha Ambrosia, and we're going to get into Yesterday featuring her and Lil Snoop. Rest in peace, Lil Snoop. You know what I mean? Rocking with the show. Next to Blow. Let go.
Like, lean.
Yeah. Shout out to Lee Mason, you know what I mean? The official. Whew.
Good shit, man.
How you get starstruck over a phone?
Because of you.
Oh. Oh, what you mean by that?
This is the type of shit that you do. That's just crushing.
I don't know what you mean. See, this is why I don't deal with your ass. Except when I need something. Except when I need a Dr. Phil moment.
Only you want to say nothing. She said you've been talking too much. Only you want to say shit.
Huh?
Remember, I only want to say
nothing. You know what? You're right. I don't even want to say shit.
We got another exclusive we got to get off, too.
You do?
That Cassidy drink.
Ow! Duh.
So you. We've been in the building,
we do
man.
We do talk a lot, Swain. That's a problem.
No, you talk a lot.
What you mean I talk a lot?
I ain't finished shit the whole show.
You know what? Cassidy featuring Mass Point Miles, Styles P, and Chubby Jag. Bang, bang.
Nigga, then I got next, cause I talk that shit like a nigga with hot breath. You niggas not threats, some things are banging. Things could change if you never got shot yet. I'm quick to bust like a man that never got sex, but you don't get the message like a blind man that got text. I used to love the box until I shot text. Now I never brawl like a broad that ain't got breath. I'm not pressed, I don't wanna talk. Man, my motherfucking gun is sparking, make a nigga somersault. I shoot the damn thing and make a nigga handspring. Or I spark still and make a nigga cartwheel. Matter of fact, clap the gas, turn into an acrobat. Had a cat flipping round before I put the pistol down. Your lame mouth, but you better keep my name out. I ain't in a gang, I don't bang, I just bang out.
Just to get money, nigga, no strength. Trapped up like a raider from the tomb. Lost to my platoon. I do shit you boys let you do. I'm known in the streets as a nigga that done did it. Don't move an inch of beans on your fit it. Trust me, you can get it. Yeah, nigga, you can get it. Pull the hammer back and watch the motherfucker bang, bang, bang.
I'm back out riding. Gun to your head, bullet center like Bynum. Shotgun with the shotgun, see reclining. I pop up on niggas, let it off. Close shop up on niggas, infection. Staying in the cut on niggas, I'm in a whole nother section. I can look in the mirror with my reflection. Moves like inception. Extraordinary gentleman, what more could I say? Got the picture in the cut, like Dorian Gray. I'm a shooter like Alan Quatermain. I give you morning pain. First page in the hard nigga Hall of Fame. Dwayne the Rock on the beat. Ask me to go, I make it pop on the street. Probably in the spot for a week. One eye open with the Glock when I sleep.
Put your feet in banger. Just to get money, nigga. No, I'm no stranger to the hustle. Strapped up like a raider from the tomb. Boss in my platoon. I do shit you boys let you do. I'm known in the streets as a nigga that just did it. Don't move an inch. Your beans on your fit it. Trust me, you can get it. Nigga, you can get it.
Yeah.
Pull the hammer back and watch the motherfucker bang.
I let the thing blam, they call me the Rain Man. I'm out of bullets, get them hung, nigga, hang man. You get me, hang it up, it's problems, I flame it up. Bang it up, snap back, long T, bang us up. Shuffle, my block pitching, yeah, I got pigeons. I'm in the cooking, I fuck with bitches that got kitchens. If I can't find Jordan, then I'll rob Pippin. I leave them bloody, your skin red like Rob Griffin. Home real spit, the shoddy flash, you gon' see the body bags. Men in black, no Will Smith. Real shit, used to grind and we still grind. Beefing with me, real time. Full metal steel time. Niggas getting stole on, trying to steal mine. Cock back, peel mine. Tape them up real time. Chubby, the mask on, them Berettas bang. Sound clear at home, round here, we gon' let it
bang. I put your feet in banger. Just to get money, nigga. No, I'm no stranger to the hustle. Strapped up like a raider from the tomb. Boss in my platoon. I do shit you boys let you do. I'm no
tough. I don't know what y'all think, but that shit tough.
Yeah, this whole mixtape like that, man. Don't need to sleep on it. Like, that nigga, he back to his shit.
Word.
Shout out to Philly, man. Philly's in the building. They rep today.
Yeah.
It's like the Philly edition.
Damn right.
I ain't mad.
I'm sorry. I'm a little bit distracted.
I didn't got nothing else to say. Like, that was a perfect ending.
It really is. Really? It really was. I'm sorry. I'm on Lee Mason's Instagram right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, y'all make sure y'all go check it out at Mood Swings.
We going?
30th.
We going?
He was good. So I'm going to see what's up.
Bet. Shadowy gang in the building.
That's the 31st. August 31st.
And go grab her mixtape. Go grab Kid Rafiq's mixtape. Both of them will be on the show. Say page the Instagram. Well, we need an Instagram show. Right, nah. Do we need an Instagram for the show?
Nah, not yet.
Nah, not yet. All right. Well, it will be on the Facebook page and Twitter. So both of those mixtapes, Lee Mason in My Own Lane and Rafiq Son. So y'all know what it is. It's Mr. Everything, the Cold War. Matter of fact, you want to do yours first? Yeah, you do yours first.
Y'all know what it is. Kid O'Flame, man. Shadow E&T. Y'all can reach me at TheVilloFlame at Twitter. TheVilloFlame on Instagram, Shadow E Media Instagram, O'Flame fan page, Facebook, YouTube /O'Flame, ReverbNation.com/O'Flame. You know what I'm saying? MySpace, that nigga Flame. Like, we everywhere, man. Just Google O'Flame or TheVilloFlame, man. And y'all can get in contact with me. You know what I'm saying? That's what we doing.
You
like, I didn't feel like doing the outro.
On MySpace.
What you say?
I said, you really that nigga playing on MySpace?
Yep. Never changed my name, so that's what it was since back when MySpace was popping.
Never mind. Anyway, y'all know what it is. It's Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadow Weed Gorilla, Chris Catalyst. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Crew, so fucking smooth. Be aware I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware, because I'm rocking with the show. It's next to blow. Let go. And you know my parting words. Bless you, love yourself, so cherish yourself every day, because you never know when you're going to be gone. Y'all can find me everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, Instagram, Uvu and Skype, only females if you bout that life. That's Crusty Catalyst, CrustyCatalyst. Y'all know what it is. And, yeah, it's time, Fling.
It's definitely time, man.
It's that time. When are we going to do this video? That's what time it is. When are we going to do this fucking video?
Probably the next week or two.
Huh?
Probably the next week or two.
Alright. Shit. I'm waiting. I need visuals, damn it. I need some visual aids for a re-up. I need them out.
She said you talk too much,
I have
nigga.
One. Huh?
She said you talk too much, nigga.
Shut up. Anyway, it's time. Crested Catalyst featuring O'Flame. Till next week. Well, if we're here next week.
My way, take my
OJ, OJ, B, Tom, don't read, Tom, cause this boy is worse than Vietnam with that nigga. Okay, I'm back in the building, feeling so comfortable, cause you rap gets the snack, Lunchables, and I need a big meal, cause I'm a big deal, you think you come to us? Get real, I've been a trending topic, you know, like a Twitter blast, and since Nick's a blow, I've been showing my head, and now we back on deck, be heading the so-called best, CW, Shadow, we start signing our tech, back in my baggy boy, y'all niggas is baggy boy, Cold War to the death, that's fire like Maggie boy, it's time, my veins, blood on the wall.